This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street, powered by Money Control. Mani Vishwataj Anand, and today we'll talk about all the factors as well as stocks which will move markets on Wednesday, that is 30th of October. Well, if you want to sum up what really happened in Tuesday's trading session, well, the festive cheer continued on D Street as both Sensex and Nifty 50 broke above crucial resistance levels on Tuesday. In fact, Nifty 50 closed above its crucial resistance level of 11,700 and 11,770 and is all set to make an attempt towards 12,000 levels. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now remember, tax cuts reports lifted market sentiment, while the market in the near term is likely to be driven by earnings outcome and auto volumes number, which will be crucial indicator of revival in consumer spending. Now on the global front, investors would eye the outcome of US Fed meet, which is scheduled to kickstart today, that is October 29th to October 30th, and will influence the market trend at least in the near term. And any developments on trade talk front between the US and China would also be watched out for. Now, if you look at the rally, or if we sum up what really happened in Tuesday's trading session, Sensex rose 581 points to 39,831, while the Nifty 50 rallied 159 points to close at 11,786 on Tuesday. In terms of sectors, auto index and the metal index rallied over 4% each, followed by energy index, which was up 1.9%, and the consumer discretionary index gained 1.7%. In fact, the telecom index lost the most. It was down by more than 4%. In the broader market space, mid-cap index rose 1.1%, while the small-cap index gained 0.5%. Auto and auto ancillary indices posted healthy gains. In fact, Bharat Forge, Bosch and Motherson Sumi was up 2-9% respectively, thanks to the festive cheer. And on the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in Indian markets for around about 876 crores, while DIIs were also net buyers to the tune of around about 144 crores. That's what provisional data showed. In terms of September quarter earnings, as many as 50 companies will declare their results for September quarter on Wednesday. Now the prominent names being Container Corp, Graphite India, IFB Industries, PTC India, Quest Corp, Ramco Industries, Tata Chemicals, Tata Global Beverages, as well as United Bank of India, among others. Now let's also understand how Nifty 50 plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts on Tuesday and has decisively broken above 11,700 levels, which is a positive sign, but it faced some bit of selling at 11,810. Now, most experts suggest that if Nifty trades above 11,810 for the next couple of trading sessions, then the decks will be cleared for it to retest recent lifetime high placed at 12,103. Now, three crucial levels to watch out for on Wednesday would be 11,627, which is the intraday low formed in Tuesday's trading session, and on the higher side, 11,810 would be an important resistance to watch out for, because that is the intraday high formed in Tuesday's session and the crucial bit of resistance is still placed at 12,000. Now, if you look at the option data, maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000, followed by 11,800, and maximum put open interest is placed at 11,000, followed by 11,600. Now, let's also understand stocks which will be in focus based on the news flow. Petronet LNG will be in focus. Here, the Q2 or the September quarter consolidated profit jumped 96% to 1,103 crores. SKF India, here the September quarter profit rose to around about 84 crores compared to 84.3 crores. So in fact, it remained more or less flat. Apart from that, PVR, the company closed the QIP, in fact, fixed issue price at around about 1719.05 per share. BEML will be in focus. Now that is a source-based story which is coming to us. Now the government started the divestment process for BEML and likely to do a strategic sale. It's a source-based report from CNBC Awaaz. Now, let's also understand the technical recommendation which SMC Global Securities has given to us for Wednesday. BEML is the first stock that they have on the list, and that's a buy call for a target of 1,115 and a stop loss of 920. Here, the upside potential is around about 10%. KEI Industries, now that's a buy for a target of 645 and a stop loss of 525. Timken India, now that's also buy for a target of 922 and a stop loss of 750. Now remember, these are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a positional play. So in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as 289 rupees for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.